Anthony, let me say congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, James. Thank you.
How did you do it?
Well, when I lost my job through the intervention of pickup buffer steamers from the National Fishery and Aquaculture Authority, I thought that it was important that I come back to my people back in the district to be able to familiarize myself with them and be part of the community. And then I started to do my own community engagement, town engagement. All of the work that I was doing, I was investing into community development, rural rehabilitation, community rules, doing some work, some drinking water for our people, community hall to have that conversation, scholarship in the health sector too as well. So as we go graduate, I will also explain to our people about the workings of the government and their rights and when they vote, what's supposed to come out of their voting. But all of those things that were happening in the national legislature, I was informing them on a daily basis that we have a speaker in the house who is making almost $2,094,702 U.S. every month in the national budget. If you check on page 7, you will see the money there. And he doesn't come back. People are still using hammer in the district. They told people, me and hammer, they can put you in the bed sheet and they tie a rope to the other edge and they'll put you inside. They take you from some of the town just to bring you for medical treatment. No ambulance in the district.
Anthony, let me ask you, you are a very young man and you have just defeated the Speaker of the House of Representatives. What are you going to do now as a member of the House of Representatives? What are your plans?
The first thing I want to put in here is to be able to have some reconciliation with our people, bring them back together, because you know there were too many conflicts in this election. The first thing to do before you can be successful as a lawmaker or as a leader, you need to bring the people together to have a reconciliation wherein those who went against you, you forgive them. So we need to have the reconciliation first so that we can have the kind of homogeneous development that will take place in the people's Oregon district and as we move along. So the second thing that we tend to do for our people is health. The healthcare situation in people is very, very much embarrassing. If you look at the people's health center, there's no ambulance in the district. People are used on the motorbike to take patients from one place to another. Pregnant women are delivering in the street. So we also look forward to making sure that we address the healthcare condition of the district. From there, then we move on to water and sanitation, and then we start to do a few rules into the community so that ambulance can be able to go into developed places in the community.
Did the former speaker call to congratulate you?
No. He has not called me to congratulate me. As a matter of fact, today he left the district. He flew to Mozzarella County with another complaint because the ministry here in Maryland County threw the case over that he raised against the National Election Commission presiding officer in Old Solokan about some other activities that went on there. But the ministry and the hearing officer in Harper said the information he raised, it was not substantial. There was no evidence on the basis of that. They threw the case outside and he got irritated and he got on the flight today. He went to Mozzarella County to go and raise another issue with the National Election Commission Ministry or the people. So as we speak, he has not called me, but I've received tons of calls from government officials, tons of calls from elected officials. They have congratulated me for him. He has not congratulated me. But I'm not surprised because this is a behavior. He doesn't congratulate people. When he's defeating, he doesn't do it. In 2017, when he defeated me, immediately I took my phone, I called him and I congratulated him. In 2014, when Senator Blair Brown defeated him, he refused to congratulate Senator Brown. To even appreciate the people in the district, he did not do it. So it is not a surprise to everybody. That is the reason why internationally, locally, and even domestically in people, people are celebrating his defeat all around.
Anthony, congratulations for your election. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, James. Thank you. And I look forward to speaking with you anytime as I move to Monrovia by next week.